This episode of The Accidental Entrepreneur is sponsored by NowSite Marketing, the first all-in-one marketing platform powered by artificial intelligence. Bring all your digital marketing to a new level with their simple three-click method. And by Digital Accelerant, the digital mobile business card. Text the word LAW to 21,000 to get connected and learn how to get your own digital business card. And by Fetch Internet, the secure high-speed app that eliminates the need to pay for hotspots or use public unsecure Wi-Fi. Listen to all of our sponsors' commercials later in this episode and follow their links in the show notes to learn more about their products and services.
The way I look at it is you live intentionally. This is what's going to happen in my life.
Right.
Right. And so then when you're there, and it's not it has to happen and there's a lot of force behind it. It's just this natural, this is what's going to happen. If you can get to a place where you have the exact same energy of, you know, $1 million is going to show up for me this year as, you know, the sun's going to rise tomorrow, then $1 million will show up for you this year.
It makes sense. Right? It makes sense.
There's no resistance in the sun's going to rise tomorrow.
Right. Of course not. Right. You completely accept it. It's not something you think about. Look, people that think the earth is flat, they believe it that much too. So, you know, it's a lot. It's a belief.
Yeah. Doing something different can be involved, but a lot of the times just the shift in energy causes the new reality to show up.
Because you're now believing and acting different and carrying yourself differently. And yeah, I guess, yeah, well, that's all about the secret, right? You don't just like say, oh, I'm going to win $1 million in the lottery. You have to really change your life and live unconsciously or subconsciously.
The information provided in these episodes is for entertainment purposes only. It is not a guarantee of success or to be construed as advice of any kind. You should always seek advice from local licensed professionals before making any decisions.
The dictionary defines an entrepreneur as a person who organizes and manages any enterprise, especially a business, usually with considerable initiative and risk. People often start a business without much choice, perhaps due to a job loss or just being dissatisfied at work, and they come up with an idea they just know can be successful. They become entrepreneurs by accident. That is to say, their success or failure happens by accident, not with intention. My name is Mitch Beinhacker. I'm a corporate attorney and a business advisor. You're listening to The Accidental Entrepreneur, my podcast about how to achieve success on purpose, not by accident. Join me along with our monthly guests where we share our knowledge and help you get a hold of your business. And now on to today's episode. Hey everyone, it's Mitch, your host, and welcome to today's show. Just to remind you, the podcast is produced and brought to you by my legal practice, Beinhacker Law. We provide business and estate services to entrepreneurs, inventors, and other small business owners. Whether you're just getting started or you've been operating for a long time, contact us for all your general legal needs, from contracts to client agreements, from purchasing a new location to onboarding a new partner or key employee. We draft all types of agreements and handle most business transactions. For more information about our products and services, visit BeinhackerLaw.com or you can follow our link in the show notes. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed today's interview.
Hey, I'm Shiraz. I am a reality shifting specialist. Yes, you heard that right. I teach you to recognize that the reality that you live in is just the stories that you've been taught about your life. And I show you that you can change any or all of these stories. And as a result, create more happiness, improve your career, improve your relationships, whatever you like. It's amazing and it feels like magic.
Okay, Shiraz, I appreciate you coming on the podcast. You and I talked separately and I thought what you're doing is fascinating because there's a lot of coaches and they have different bents and different approaches as to how they help people and therapists and all these people out there. But I think stuff you're doing is really fascinating and a lot of it came from really your own journey, right? So maybe we go backward and you tell me about, you know, kind of your background, where you grew up, how you grew up with your family and things like that. And then the things you face, because you told me your story and how it kind of led you to what you're doing today. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
Okay.
Okay. First of all, thanks for having me on.
It's great. I appreciate it.
Yep. And my story. Oof. Okay. So my story.
We got a full hour, so go ahead.
Full hour. It starts off pretty well. I had a good childhood. My mom was sick for a lot of it. She got sick when I was about 8 years old.
Okay.
But otherwise growing up, everything was going well. And then it was at age 22 that my life just took a turn and I got rheumatoid arthritis at age 22.
Yeah, that's young to come down with that. I have a friend, but he's 50, came down with it. Yeah.
Yeah, so big shock.
And right, right.
Completely turned my life around. Well, not around, upside down.
Right.
And so now I'm spending a lot of time just in bed in pain.
Sure.
Yeah, inflammation of the body.
People that don't know about it, it's very debilitating. It's very painful, right? It flames up all different times. It's hard to manage.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just in one part of my body, because sometimes when people get arthritis, it's like, oh, it's my bad knee or my hip. It was in every joint in my body.
Right. Sure.
So that was not a pleasant experience.
No.
And
especially when you're 22, you should be out running around having a great time, right?
I was actually a bodybuilder and I
keto
at the time.
Okay.
So yeah, so all that just had to come to a halt.
Yeah, of course. No choice, right?
Yeah. And so then it would go into recession for a while and then you come back and then back and forth. So I had to have a career where I could manage this. And
there was no, it would just flame up, right? With no explanation. It would just come and go, or was it stress related, or?
Well, that was the secret I had to find out.
Ah, okay.
And to me, there was no reason as to what was causing it.
There was nothing consistent about
at
right.
all.
Okay, got it.
There were times where it would go away for a while, usually when I was traveling.
Yeah.
And so everyone kept saying, well, it's got to do with the climate. It's Canadian climate.
Right. Everyone has an answer to you, right? I mean, that's the way people are. And they mean well, but
yeah.
But none of it made sense to you. It was nothing consistent.
No, there was nothing consistent.
Yeah.
So eventually it got to a point where I said, okay, that's it. I've got to do something about this.
Yeah.
And I had a talk with my dad and he said, well, there's this program called Combined Therapy over in India.
Okay.
And they've had successes with multiple illnesses. And I said, multiple illnesses? That's weird, because you usually specialize on something. There's cancer,
right.
Arthritis.
Sure. Like, exactly.
So he's saying it's across the board. So, okay, I'm going to go try this out. And I went over there and it was just this small place over in India near the Himalayan mountains. It's beautiful, scenic, wonderful place to heal.
Right.
And
yeah. And you're like going to the place that Batman went to when he climbed up in the mountain. You know, you don't know who you're going to see, right? You're in the middle of nowhere, Eastern medicine.
Yep.
And I came back. Well, how old were you at this point, Shiraz?
Oh my gosh.
Cause you came down with it at 22, but obviously you didn't go there when you were 22.
No, this was just about hitting 40, I can't remember. It's like 40 or early 40s.
Oh, so you've been living with this pain for almost like 18 plus years.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Really got to reach rock bottom.
Sometimes.
Right. Yeah.
Trying to help people not do that because, you know, I'm like.
Of course. Yeah. We'll get into all the great stuff you're doing now.
So I get there and this guy talks to me for 2 weeks.
Okay.
And just the way my dad told me about this thing in India, I was expecting one of these guys like a Reiki master.
Yeah, right. Like in a bamboo hut and he's going to sit there and he's blind or something. Right. So, now, was this a clinic? Like there were other people there?
No, this is the weird thing. And this is what I've also just realized. Like there's no coincidences.
Right. There probably aren't any coincidences. Yeah.
At all. And when I went over there I looked on the website. They said the combined therapy program's there, but it's part of this bigger institute that they were there.
Right.
That was over there. I went over and then they tell me, no, we closed the combined therapy a couple of years ago.
You got all the way to India to near the Himalayan mountains. They tell you, oh, we're closed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So it was so funny. And I was like, why didn't anyone tell me this? Cause I'd mentioned it when I was planning on the trip and
right.
They had the building that was labeled combined therapy. There's just no one in it.
Oh my goodness.
And so I'm thinking, but apparently this program had a lot of success. They said, yeah, but it was only run by three guys and they all went off to do other work in the world.
Oh. Right?
So
yeah.
I'm here and I'm like, okay, now what do I do? I've booked a 5 month stay in this place.
Yeah. Five months you were going to be there?
Yeah. I didn't know how long it took, but for some reason I just said, let's just go. I'm going to go for 5 months.
So you just like took it. Did you have a job at that point?
No.
You quit your job?
I was out of work at that time.
Okay. So you just took off and you went there. Okay. Yeah. So here you are going to this place. Nobody tells you. Their website was still up. Were there any websites then?
The website's up. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff going on there. There was an Ayurvedic center. So I went to the Ayurvedic center to see if that through the diet and the doctors put you through this program and it cleans out your system. I thought, well, maybe if I just do that, it can help with your
That was in India too?
I was in the same place.
Oh, so you figure, okay, I'll go there now because this place is closed.
Yeah, so it's the next best thing. And that place was nice. It's a really good place, and I recommend going there to clean out your system once a year.
Right.
And they treat you well. It's a beautiful program. You get a massage every day.
Okay.
Yeah, it's with these special oils that get into your skin to clean things out.
Right.
And so that actually helped to stop the arthritis. I wasn't getting any better, but I wasn't getting any worse.
Okay.
It was feeling kind of good.
And I leveled off. You're on a plateau now. Okay.
I thought if I keep with it, maybe it'll start to reverse, but we'll...
But the whole thing's a crazy story already because you traveled halfway around the world to go to this special place that you find doesn't exist. Luckily, there's something else to go to. And you figure, well, I got 5 months anyway, so I'm going to stick it out, right?
Yeah. And then on month three, one of the guys that ran the combined therapy program came there to visit.
Oh, so about halfway through your time.
Yeah. So I'm just like, wait, what?
I got to talk to this guy.
I grab him. I'm like, you've got to put me through the program. And he's like, okay. And I'm like, okay.
Well, that's nice. Right.
And didn't even charge me.
Yeah. You thought you'd have to argue with him, right? And he's like, sure.
He's just, I'll do it. And that was his nature too. He's just so calm.
Yeah. Well, it's that part of the world. I think they're more, Zen, right? They're more like zen over there. Yeah. Right.
So he starts putting me through the program, and most of it, not all, but almost all of it is just him talking to me about my life and my right from my childhood up to now.
Okay.
And it feels like I'm talking to a psychiatrist, not that.
Yeah, like going through your life and peeling back the onion, right? The whole thing. Yeah.
So eventually after the 2 weeks, he says, so here's what happened. Your mom got sick when you were 8 years old. And I said, yeah. He said, so you love your mom, she was still alive at the time, very much, and you wanted her to be taken care of, but you also realized that she couldn't take care of your brother and sister and you. So you decided you wanted to be responsible and help take care of everyone.
Okay.
And I said, okay, yeah, I kind of remember that. And he said, well, from what you were telling me, this is how it all worked. And he said, so now you're responsible for your mom and your brother and your sister. Now, you know, as an 8-year-old kid, that's not really a lot, but in your mind, you're responsible, right?
So, right. Yeah. Well, everything's relative, right? So to you, right. Of course.
So then you added in your dad, then you added in your cousins, then you added in your best friends. And eventually you created this belief that you're responsible for everyone in your life.
Right. So you have this like huge pile on your back.
Yeah.
Right.
And the older I got and the more people I brought into my life, the more it got worse.
Right. Well, it's becoming, that was your personality now, right?
Yeah.
You support everyone.
Right. And I said, no, I am not responsible for everyone in my life. I know I'm a responsible person, but I'm not responsible for everyone. He goes, not consciously.
Right. Subconsciously.
Subconsciously, you feel you're responsible for
everyone. Sure.
And I said, okay, let's just say that's true. What the hell does that have to do with having
arthritis? Right. Exactly. What does that have to do with me having rheumatoid arthritis?
Yeah. There's no connection.
And, right. Well, that's the difference in Eastern medicine and Western medicine. We don't think there's a connection, but clearly there is. Okay. Yep.
And so then he said, listen, you don't want to be responsible, but you feel you have to be. And if you're lying in bed in pain, you have the perfect excuse not to be responsible for anyone. It's a solution to a problem you don't even know you have.
So it's like your body almost said, let's create this problem, and then we don't have to be, gives us a break. And when we're ready for a break, we'll just make the rheumatoid arthritis act up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I think about this because no one actually expected me to be responsible for them. It's all me thinking I have to be.
They didn't beg you for, yeah.
And there was no one going to say if I wasn't sick, there's no one going to say, hey, Shiraz, why aren't you taking care of me? Why aren't you doing this? That's not in their world. It's all in my world. Everything was made up by me.
Right.
And so.
But we do that in our lives.
Oh, people do it all the time.
Right. We take on responsibility. Nobody asks us to. We just feel it's in our nature. I don't know. We have these traumatic experiences, whatever it is. Right.
Yep.
Okay.
And he pointed out, and after years now working with people, I've realized 99%+ of chronic illnesses form because of this. It's a body solution to a problem the person doesn't know they have.
That's what makes it chronic, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's a real illness. I mean, I've got real damage in my body.
Yeah, sure.
But that's how it works. And so then I looked at him and I said, wait a sec. So if that's what's going on, then all I have to do is say, I'm not going to be responsible for anyone except for me, and I shouldn't have arthritis.
Yeah, but you got to make sure that your body and your mind believe that.
Yeah, and that's what he said. If you actually believe that, you can actually be responsible for only you, you will not have arthritis. And I said, fine, that's what I'm going to do. And I woke up the next morning and there was no pain, no inflammation. Some of my mobility had come back.
The next day.
The next day. Right? And right. I was freaking out, like, what the hell just happened? You can't get rid of an illness like that overnight, but apparently you can.
Yeah. Well, you had an epiphany. You had a paradigm shift.
Yeah.
Right.
And then when I look back at my life, I started to see the patterns. When I had a job overseas, my arthritis would lighten up as soon as I got the job because my subconscious knew I was leaving everyone I was responsible for.
And so you could stay there.
Yeah. And I'd be fine. I'd be out of the arthritis. And the arthritis would start to creep in within four to six weeks of me heading back home in anticipation of the responsibility.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And if my family, it's themselves, or some of my friends were having big issues, my arthritis would kick in so I don't have to be responsible for that. And if things were going well for them, my arthritis would lighten up.
Right.
And I could see it all from hindsight. I could see
hindsight because you didn't have the awareness or the consciousness to realize what was going on.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it was all
enlightenment,
there.
Right?
It's incredible.
Yeah. Well, but it's not, what's incredible is what you're doing working with people. It's not that incredible when he points it out to you, and obviously it took a while. It didn't happen overnight. He says, look what you're doing. You go, oh, I see it now. It took a while, I'm sure you said, going through your whole life. But then you look back, and like you said, in hindsight, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And the neat thing was also not just the timing of him being there at the right moment while I was there and just happened.
Yeah, right. No coincidences, right.
But it was also, I realized later that if I had met him at, say, 23.
Yeah, you wouldn't have been.
What's going on? I would have said, you're full of crap. Shut up.
Come on. I just got this a year ago. It'll go away in a couple of years, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So, but yeah, I think there's forces in the universe that kind of bring you to the place you're supposed to be. And then if you stuck it out, so they kind of brought the person there. That, I don't know. It's like The Secret, you know, that book where it's, you know, there are underlying forces in life, I think, that make things happen in weird ways that we can't explain, but it happens for the right reason, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you finished out your 5 months there.
I finished my 5 months. My body was clean.
Right.
My doctor said I had the heart rate of someone, was the heart rate of a sleeping man and the blood pressure of a newborn baby.
There you go. Well, that was good answer. That was good news, right?
Yeah.
Right.
And okay. So then I came home and I started going back to my normal routine. Although I discovered this, I didn't think that much about it.
Right. It wasn't like you went there and you were certified in combined therapy and a trained professional. This guy went back to his life after that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't until years later when I'd actually watched The Secret.
Okay.
And from there, I enrolled in Bob Proctor's coaching program.
Okay.
And Joe Vitale's coaching program.
So yeah. I don't know their materials that well, but I know both those guys. Yeah.
Yeah. They're both in The Secret.
Right. And
so I spent something like almost $40,000 for
educating yourself,
for educating to get myself to this level. Because I said, listen, I realized I've been living in this story of six-figure salary.
Right.
You know, it's better than a lot of people. But my friends and I, from the time we were in high school, we kept talking about getting a six-figure salary job. And every one of us just sort of ended up there. But the thing I didn't realize is, to me, my subconscious, six figures is $100,000.
Yeah, right. Because
600, it's not 800.
Right. Well, those are all six figures. So you think about, once you hit six figures, you're there.
Yeah.
If you say seven figures, you probably stop at a million. You won't get to 9 million.
And that was the whole thing. I said, well, what if I stop thinking six figures and go to seven figures?
Yeah.
So I'll take these coaching programs and then I'll get to that seven figures. And I went from six figures to zero figures.
Okay.
Right? And this is not about saying that Bob's program sucks or Joe's program sucks. It's that I hit this other block that said, you can't do that.
Right.
That is beyond you. And instead of you trying to get there, we're just going to make you go the other way.
Right. You couldn't get over your mindset. You couldn't.
I could not.
Right.
Right. And it was kind of crazy because here I am being coached by some of the top people in the world.
Right.
And I go from six figures to zero figures. And for 2 years, I made $0. And It was
through your coaching business?
So no, I was.
What were you doing?
I was trying to start online businesses. I still wasn't at the coaching place. I was just trying to.
Finding yourself as an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
You were really the accidental entrepreneur, trying to right.
Horrible, horrible job doing
right. But we all learn that way, you know.
I even ended up in a meeting with Bob Proctor at his house for one of the projects I was working on, but Bob just didn't get what I was doing, so that didn't pan through. And I thought that was going to be the big break. This is
right. It's happening.
In Bob's house, right? Like, oh my God. And so none of this was working. And the panic was building.
And do you remember what it was that you were showing Bob?
It was an app based on his teachings for the next generation, because everything he was teaching, you write it down, you make these lists, you do this. And I said, listen, this generation doesn't do that. They're all online.
Right.
So here's a phone app that does exactly, it's your teachings, but it's all digital. But at that point, I don't know if it's changed because I haven't seen anything like that come up, but he didn't get it. He didn't get that.
Different generation, right? It was a longer time ago. Yeah.
Okay. So that just sort of,
Has an app now.
Exists now.
Because everyone has an app, right? Exactly.
I know he had apps.
You were a little bit before your time.
Yeah, he had apps out there, but not for that specific, like, this is a methodology you teach, and I've encapsulated it.
I see.
They had apps for, like, here's a lesson from Bob Proctor. You listen to the app, and you'd get a lesson and stuff.
Right.
This was very interactive, really change your life kind of thing. And so I developed this app, and just no one knew about it because I didn't have that backing to get it promoted out there.
Got it.
And so that just went up. But that led me to this. Now we have this money problem. First we had the illness problem. Now we got the money problem.
Yeah. 2 years without making money is difficult.
Yeah. And when things got really bad, I got to that point where, you know, when you're using one credit card to pay off the other credit card.
Yeah, you're just moving things around and you're going into spiraling down, basically.
So I'm at $80,000 in debt.
Oh, that's a nice number.
And I've just put that last payment from one credit card into the other credit card, and I know I'm done. It's over.
Right. Yeah, you hit a brick wall. There's nowhere more. You can't do this anymore. Eventually it taps out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so now I'm at this point where I'm about to just like lose everything, thinking about declaring bankruptcy. And there was just so much panic and frustration, and something just hit me and said, well, what if you stop panicking and being frustrated? What if you just let go of it all?
Right.
Right. And so I said,
by the way, not many people can even say that to themselves.
No. And it's hard. And I got forced to that last.
You got to really hit bottom, right? You got to hit bottom. You got no other choice.
Yeah. And I just let it go. I let all the stress go. And I went, you know what? Whatever happens, happens. I didn't like stop doing anything. I was still taking action, but I just let that burden go.
And say, right. Like, what's the worst that can happen, right?
Yeah. I mean, if I do a bankruptcy, I reset.
Yeah, whatever. You'll deal with that then when you get there. Don't worry about it now. Yeah. But a lot of people have trouble doing that. I'm pretty good at it, but just because I've had plenty of crap in my life too. But, you know, you just get to the point where you say, how bad could it be? They're not going to come and take me in the night and put me in a sack and lock me up in a mountain, you know?
Yeah.
Right? But a lot of that's mindset, right?
All of it is mindset.
All of it. Okay, good. I'm glad I'm following right along. I brought up the secret. It's like you paid me to do this interview, right? And we didn't discuss this ahead of time.
Not at all.
Right.
So this is, so this is at this moment, I'm in this place where it's like, okay, the stress is gone. I'm still in the exact same position. But as a result of that, within 2 days, I landed another six-figure job.
2 days?
Within 2 days. And it's just like, it was brought to me. It wasn't in any of the places I was applying. One of my friends says, there's a position opened up at my company. I think you'd be perfect for it. And then boom, I was in there.
And he didn't even have your resume in it. You would have gotten it even if you hadn't sent resumes out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
And you could say that's coincidence, but it's like, as soon as I'm in that place of, okay, like just relax.
How many times can it happen and still be a coincidence?
Exactly.
Right.
So now I'm working and I'm enjoying my job and I'm having a great time, but now it's nagging at me. This has happened twice now where this shift occurs and reality changes around me.
Right.
And physical reality, my body physically just changed.
Right.
So I start delving into it. I start looking at taking courses, different modalities, reading up everything I can. And I started learning about this stuff. But everything I'm learning doesn't feel right. It feels incomplete, or it feels clumsy, or you've got too many tools. And so finally I start stripping all that away and get to something that's really simple. And I start practicing it on people. And then one of my friends says, you know, Shiraz, people will pay you for this.
So you're really kind of developing your own methodology from all the things that you've encountered and experienced, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so she said,
it takes a lot of guts to do that, by the way. Not a lot of people could.
Well, you know,
you got a lot of faith in yourself, you know?
It didn't feel like I had a lot of guts. It felt like, you know,
to you, it didn't, right?
It's something like, it's just, you're trying to find, it's like you're trying to come up with the right perfect cake recipe. And this has got too little.
Right. You're not going to make my own. Right.
Yeah. So I challenged her. I said, no one's going to pay me to do this. This is just something I'm trying to practice and get the hang of. And she goes, no, they will. So
now, had you helped anybody at that point, or was it just yourself?
Well, no, it was just my friends. I was practicing my friends.
So you were helping them with little things and issues and stuff. Okay, good. So you had some people you'd practice on. Okay.
I'd practice on. And so then I said, fine. And I said, you know what? Let's start at $100 an hour.
Just okay.
I picked it what I thought was a really high amount.
Right.
Because I was trying to prove to her no one's going to pay for this.
Yeah. That's a good way to approach it, right?
Yeah. And I started putting money in my hand, right? Yeah. And I'm like, Jesus, people are paying for this.
Yeah. Well, they're seeing results or hearing, you know, that's what happens.
Yeah. And the thing is, what had happened.
But how did you go about finding your first few, let's not call them patients, let's call them clients.
Clients.
Okay.
So some of them came from, recommended from my friends, but the big thing actually was Meetup.
Oh, okay.
So meetup.com. I got on there and I just started posting that I was going to do these little workshops, some of them free, some of them $10.
Just to feel the water, right? Test the water. Okay. Yeah. That's how a lot of us have connected. It's kind of how I got involved in all these groups and then met you. Really, it really started with Meetup.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so Meetup started bringing me clients.
Right.
And not a lot, but people were coming out to the workshops, and then I'd get some people that were paying $100 for the service after that. And then one day I had all these meetups that were about networking and business and everything, but there was this one meetup that was just a social thing. You get together for coffee every Tuesday.
Okay.
And one day the organizer comes in.
Just networking, really, right? Coffee networking.
Coffee, hanging out.
Yeah.
But it's not about business at all.
Okay.
No one there even knew what I did. I purposely didn't tell them that.
Right. Why tell them?
This is my social time.
Right. Right. Yeah.
And the girl that ran it came in one day and she was just frazzled and she was near tears. And it all had to do with her divorce. And she's going on, this has been going on for 2 years to try to get this divorce finalized. And I looked at her, I said, and I could see there was something that could shift. So I said, is it okay if I do something with you? And she's like, what? I said, I feel I can do something to help you here. And it's just going to take a couple minutes. And will you let me? And she goes, okay, sure.
What does she have to lose at this point, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I do my technique on her, and it was literally like 3 minutes that I worked on her. And then I didn't see her again for the next week till we had another coffee. And so I walk into the coffee thing that next week, and she sees me walk in, gets up, and just like
fold you over
at me, right?
Right.
And doing things
that we're not allowed to do now in society because of what's happened.
Yeah.
You can't jump on your friends and hug them and right.
Yeah. And she's just like, what the hell did you do to me? And I'm like, what happened? She goes, I woke up the next morning and I had such clarity and I got my entire divorce resolved in 2 days. I've been at it for 2 years. And I just did what I did. She goes, everyone needs to know what you do. And so she said, I'm going to promote you. And when I've been doing my events, I've been getting on the low end, zero, and on the high end, 10 people to come out.
Okay, yeah, you're just getting the word out, just getting started, right.
So she starts organizing for me, and now we've got 50 people coming out at a time for the events because her network is so huge.
Right, and you found a champion for your cause, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so now the business just starts to take off. And it's been great. And the things that guy did for me that took 2 weeks to get to that one belief, I've managed to get to minutes with other people now. And there's times where I'm working with people and we've got to work week after week scraping belief after belief after belief.
Right. It's not always, doesn't always take 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Right.
But there are times where it's one session of 1 hour. And I did that with one girl. We did the session and then I didn't hear from her for 3 months. And then she sends me an email. She goes, sorry, I haven't been in touch with you, but after the session, I quit my job, dumped my boyfriend, got out of my house, and now I'm working at a wellness center in Costa Rica, and I've never been happier in my life. Thank you. And I was like, what?
Right. Hello. Yeah, but those are all good stories, right? It gives you confidence that what you're doing is the right thing and good thing for people.
And it's amazing because it works with health. It works with money. It works with relationships. It's because it's all just those stories that are running in the background. And I'm like, you know, this story is running and this story is running and this story is running. And I make you aware of it. And once you're aware of it, now you can change it. Because like me, if you're not aware of the story, you can't do anything.
Of course. Well, we talked about that when we first met, is that 90% of all these things we talk about and the problems that you have and the difficulties you have in relationships and even at work and how you deal with people, it's all, I mean, I guess there are people who aren't nice in general, but for the most part, it's that you don't realize what you're doing or how you're acting or how it's affecting you, right? All those kinds of things. Yep. It's a level of consciousness that somebody from the outside like you, who they consider an expert and a professional, kind of wakes them up to.
Yep.
I guess it's that simple.
It is. And that's the thing. It is so simple. And that's one of the reasons that I created this, is that it needed to be simple. It needed to be simple and quick.
Right.
And now a word from our sponsors. NowSight Marketing, the first all-in-one marketing platform powered by artificial intelligence. It's everything you need to market online, and it's totally automated. Build custom websites, optimize them for Google rankings, and automatically create ads and social media posts to drive the most traffic to your sites. Their fully integrated system generates regular email newsletters, manages all your customers and prospects, and provides up-to-date marketing analytics. NowSight. You do your thing, and we'll do the marketing. Use our affiliate link in the show notes to learn more about NowSight and how it can help your business. Uplift your marketing and reinforce your brand with a digital business card from Digital Accelerant. Use a text marketing combination to stand out in front of your competition. Digital business cards make you memorable and most of all help you bring in new business through its warm lead generator. Motion graphics, intro, outro, and inspirational videos can be added during setup. Text the word LAW to 21000. That's LAW to 21000. Or follow our link in the show notes to learn how you can get this valuable tool for you and your company.
Suffering from slow internet speed? Worried about hackers? Fetch Pro gets the internet from your smartphone to your Windows and Mac computer without paying for a hotspot. Always get the fastest, most stable, and secure internet access on your computer with Fetch Pro. Follow their link in our show notes to learn more and get connected with Fetch. And now back to our show.
My friends had started calling me the wizard because of the results.
Did you have a name for the company at this point or no?
I did not have a name for the company.
Okay.
But people were referring to me as the wizard.
Okay.
And then I had to create the name for the company, for the modality. And they said, well, it's got to be something around magic because you're the wizard.
You're like, it's magic.
Yeah. I said, but it's technically not magic. It's energy. I just work with people's energy. And so then it just hit me. It's like energetic magic. Done.
So this, when you first got started, how long ago was that?
I started working and practicing with people in 2012, 2013.
So it's been about 7 years, 8 years.
Yeah, it officially became Energetic Magic in 2014. So it's been 6 years since.
Picked up the name.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's talk about, you know, what you do. Obviously, this is a business podcast, right? So we talk to business owners. That's our audience, entrepreneurs, people that are trying to make their way in the world with, and hopefully not by accident, but that's why they need you probably, because they are doing it by accident. That's the biggest problem. What kind of things have you done or worked with, or, you know, help people? Have you helped people in business? Well, you said you did, because you've helped people improve their income and so forth, right?
So, there's so many different ones. So
yeah, well, you don't have to give me all the stories, but I want to hear some good stories about what you've done for people, you know?
Okay, so there was one client, she was one of my longest term clients.
And there's a book in there somewhere, by the way.
There is a book in there, How to Rewrite Reality.
Yeah, that's a good, did you write it yet, or that's the name in your head?
It's written, it's on Amazon, you can pick it up.
Okay, we'll put a link in the show notes, okay? I'm on the Amazon. What do they call it? The Amazon Associates program. And then if they buy your book, I make 4.5 cents or something.
Yes.
Yeah, it'll support the podcast.
I'm on the program too. It's funny. It's so simple to just be in that program. And then whenever you're recommending something, why not get paid for it?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So yeah, one of my clients, and this is one of my favorite stories, is that she'd built up her business. We got her going really well. And then she just plateaued and she couldn't get any further.
Okay.
And she was telling me, she's like, it's just frustrating because I'm trying different promotions. I'm doing deals and
so this is after she had already worked with you to start?
Yeah. So she worked with me and she's actually in the 6 years she's been working with me, she has quintupled her income.
So she's been working with you almost from the beginning?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so
quintupled is fourfold. No, fivefold?
Fivefold.
Fivefold, right. Yeah. Quadrupled is fourfold.
Okay. Nothing really happened with income the first year because we were just cleaning out a lot of the crap.
Okay.
And then after that, basically each year she adds her income onto her income again. So that's that original salary just keeps getting added every single year.
Okay.
And she's happy with that.
Yeah. So, well, who wouldn't be, right?
Yeah.
Less zero times zero times zero times zero is still zero. But if it's not that, then you got to be pretty. Yeah.
So, yeah. So she's doing well, but there was that 1 year that she had, it was her second year. So we had just doubled her income and then she hit that block and I was looking at him like, okay, this is really weird. But we kept talking about it. And then finally it came up is that she has family reunions twice a year.
Okay.
And in those family reunions, her family trash talks rich people. And she had got her salary to a point that if she made any more money, she'd consider herself rich.
Right. Well, this is obvious.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because it's really obvious, but it's twofold too. Because
there's a fear of being successful, and then all of her family's going to trash talk her, but she doesn't realize it.
Yeah, but there's the other side too, is that she would become the thing she trash talks as well. So it wasn't just her family.
She was participating. Right. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
So yeah, so we got her to that point where she had the awareness. She shifted, and then within like months, the income just
took off.
And yeah, so then she's like almost double again that year. And it's just been amazing that one belief stopped her. And she wasn't like, she didn't have to change anything she was doing. It's just releasing that
mindset,
more people to show up, caused the business to expand. Right. So she was working by herself out of her home when we started. And now she's got her own clinic with 5 employees.
What kind of business was it?
A
massage therapy. Okay.
So it's number 8 in Ontario now. So,
oh, wow. All right. You're up in Canada. I forgot that.
We're up in Canada. Yeah. And she won the 2019 and the 2020 business awards in her category. So,
wow. So we met through, we met through Authentic Networker, right?
Yeah.
Mia Torres Group. Yeah. I just interviewed her a couple of days ago last week maybe for the podcast. So she's impressive. Does she work with you at all?
Andy and Mia worked with me.
Okay. Well, they've had explosive growth.
That happened
in like 18 months to 2 years. So ridiculous.
We actually had a session. Both of them were in the session and we dealt with Mia on visibility and Andy on being an underdog. And I talk about underdog in my book. And this is something that catches a lot of people. Is there a lot of people that pride themselves on being the underdog?
Right.
Right. You're the guy, you're up against the man. There's all the stuff that the world is trying to get you down, but you're not going to get down. You're going to push through this. The problem with priding yourself on being the underdog is you can never have big success because then you're not the underdog anymore.
Yeah, you give up that. That makes sense.
And people don't want to give up their identity. So as long as you feel you're the underdog, you've got to be oppressed. You've got to have obstacles and you can't be big.
Right.
And so I worked on that for Andy and Mia just on visibility because she's an introvert.
And yeah, it's so funny because you listen to her personality, she does not sound that way.
Yeah, yeah. she hides it well.
Yeah.
And at that point, they had one location of Authentic Networkers.
Okay. Just one local chapter in Toronto.
One local chapter in Toronto.
Okay.
And they were thinking about going to multiple chapters in Toronto. So that was their expansion plan. But once we got rid of Mia's visibility and Andy's underdog, instead of that, they changed direction. And now they're four or five different countries, at least.
Yeah, 103 chapters of 27,000 members. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
So yeah, it just went.
Blue. I thought she was going to tell me when I first talked to her, and she told me she's an introvert, which I thought was bizarre. But I thought she was going to tell me they've been doing this for 10 or 12 years. I mean, you know, craziness.
They're doing so,
and they're infectious. Her energy is very infectious, so I think it really promotes her brand. You know, what she does. So, what other businesses have you worked with? Kinds of businesses, business owners. Do you remember?
Oh, it's across the spectrum. I've worked with people that do real estate. I've worked in construction. I've worked with multiple massage therapists because they start referring each other. Sales businesses. I'm working with a relationship coach now. It's all over. And it's not just in business. Like if you have a business that can improve, but if you just got a job, one of the people that's in my monthly magic program,
right?
Each month we have coaching sessions and I say, well, do you have any wins this month? And of course there's always wins from people.
Is this like a group program or is this one-on-one?
It's group program.
Okay. Right. They pay monthly and they go to one session a month or something?
So there's two group sessions each month.
Okay.
And they're on the same day because I've got clients in Europe and clients on the West Coast. So one's at 1 p.m. at 8 p.m. So we cover everyone. And you can come to both sessions if you want. You get the recordings if you can't make any of them.
Okay.
And yeah, and then on top of that, you've got weekly content coming out to you and you get discounts on my other programs. And so everyone's taking advantage of the discounts right now. My programs are really getting packed with mostly the people from Monthly Magic program.
Right.
I'm happy.
Yeah. Well, they all have a lot of time to work on themselves. So,
Yeah. And so this month, I asked, okay, so what are the wins? And one of the guys there, he said, well, I've been looking to make more money at my job. And he was hoping to get a raise at his job, but we had cleared some stuff the month before. And he said, so a friend of mine comes up and kind of like with me, when a friend came up and said, I have a job for you, same thing happened to him. So we're in the middle of COVID now.
Yeah.
30% increase in pay and an extra week vacation.
That's what he wanted or that's what he got?
That's what he got. He just wanted more money in his job. And then just basically this popped up right after we had done the coaching session from the last month.
And does he ask for it or no?
His ask was just to be able to make more money somehow, but he couldn't see how he could do it based on the fact that he's got a full-time job. He's at the will of his employer. I got it.
Right, right.
So that's what we worked on. The fact that you can't have more money and your boss controls your money flow. As long as he believed his boss controlled his money flow, he was stuck.
Right, sure. So limiting belief, right? Is that what you called it? A limiting belief? Right.
So then that happened for him. And so I'm like, wow, okay, anyone else? And then another guy, he's been wanting to start a business.
Okay.
And he said, but he wasn't quite sure what he wanted to do. He's got a lot of skills. He used to work with Apple and he got laid off, but he didn't want to go back into that field. But he's been practicing and getting certified in various aspects of hypnosis.
Okay.
And
like hypnotherapy, that type of stuff
and all that. So then he was at a networking thing online, of course, and he met someone that has a friend that has a practice that has skills that he specifically really loves and has been honing on because he was talking about those skills. And so that friend has too many clients and needs someone to send the overflow to.
Bingo.
Now he's got a business running with clients. Like it just boom.
Well, so it's partly the secret and partly what you do.
Yeah.
You know?
And then the third one was one of my favorite clients, and she had an online event coming up and she wanted like a few thousand. Like she's saying, you know, if we can get between 1,000 and 3,000, it'd be amazing. But she was only at 500, just over 500 people.
Right.
And I said, so the event was in 2 days. Right. And she's like, can we clear anything? And I'm thinking of going from 500 to a couple thousand in 2 days, like even if we clear it.
Yeah, that's a little bit of that's a little ambitious.
Yeah. So, but we worked on it. We cleared a beliefs around it. And then, that was before the, that was from the last time we had talked. So now we're in this month. And I said, so how did that event go? And she said, 8,000 people.
What?
8,000.
And this is how many days after you guys?
So from 2 days after we had done the session, she went from 500 to 8,000 attendees.
Okay. And what did she do?
Oh, she's in travel.
No, but what did she do differently after she spoke to you that made it that big of a jump? Nothing?
you don't have to do anything. Like, doing something different can be involved, but a lot of the times just the shift in energy causes the new reality to show up.
Because you're now believing and acting different and carrying yourself differently. And yeah, I guess, yeah, well, that's all about the secret, right? You don't just like say, oh, I'm going to win $1 million in the lottery. You have to really change your life and live unconsciously or subconsciously, right?
So yeah, well, the way I look at it is you live intentionally. This is what's going to happen in my life.
Right.
Right. And so then when you're there, and it's not it has to happen and there's a lot of force behind it. It's just this natural, this is what's going to happen. If you can get to a place where you have the exact same energy of, you know, $1 million is going to show up for me this year as, you know, the sun's going to rise tomorrow, then $1 million will show up for you this year.
That makes sense. Right? It makes sense.
There's no resistance in the sun's going to rise tomorrow.
Right. Right. You completely accept it. It's not something you think about. Look, people that think the earth is flat, they believe it that much too. So, you know, it's a lot. It's a belief.
Yeah. And so, and this is amazing how it works like that, because I've had clients with, one was trying to do a healing practice.
Okay.
And she hadn't gotten any clients in 2 years. And after our session, she called me back 15 minutes later. She goes, someone just signed up. And I'm like, what did you do after the session? She goes, no, it was from a job posting I'd made on a job board 2 years ago. Someone finally responded to it. No one's responded to it in 2 years.
Yeah, that's right, weird.
Session, boom.
Yeah, right. Yeah, no, so, yeah. I mean, I believe in all that stuff. People probably think I'm nuts, but I think that your mindset is huge, but it can't be like artificial. It doesn't work.
You can't fake it.
Yeah, you could, but it's not going to work. You don't really believe it yourself.
So, and that's what it comes down to, is when you can get those awarenesses up of this is what's there that's blocking me, you get rid of them. And then you set this new intention of this is what I'm going to create. It just gets created. It there's no other choice.
Right.
Right. And it's amazing. Like the crazy, weird things that have happened to me and happened to my clients. I had a funny one. It was after I was in a class, I was teaching people, my intention is that even if things go wrong, somehow they turn out right. It just works out.
Right.
And we got out of class.
Well, but it's easy for you to believe because you've seen it time and time and time and time again.
Yeah.
Right.
But when you start focusing on the evidence of it working rather than the evidence of it not working, which is what most people tend to do.
Right.
And you start building more and more evidence of it working until that's just your reality.
Right. Well, we're taught the other way.
Yeah.
We're taught to say, well, this doesn't work and let's find out why it doesn't work. And you're looking for all the wrong reasons. You're looking for the negative reasons. So, yeah.
But we're taught seeing is believing, but the universe works by believing is seeing.
Oh, that's a very good statement. We got to write that down. Is that in your book?
No, but it's out there. I've heard other people
use
that expression before, but that's how it works. As soon as you believe it, it starts to show up.
Seeing is instead. So people say seeing is believing, but really believing is seeing.
Yes.
Okay. So whenever you sign your books, you should write that statement and sign. Yeah. I'm serious.
Well, when I write it, I said, I hope you can rewrite your reality to something beautiful.
Nice. You're not really a magician. You're a guru.
I don't like the term guru because I'm just doing my thing and helping people out.
That's in your mind though. I'm telling you my perception.
Yeah.
Look, when we were going to talk, somebody says, you got to talk to Shiraz. Well, what does he do? Well, it's kind of hard to describe. I looked at his website. He's a coach. No, it's not like that. You got to talk to him. He's doing some crazy stuff and he'll tell you crazy stories. And I said, all right, well, let's talk. So yeah. So you've not just business people. I mean, you've changed people's lives all over. You mentioned the woman who was having trouble getting past her divorce and all these, and your rheumatoid arthritis. Have you treated other people that have had illnesses they couldn't get rid of?
I've worked with other illnesses. One of the ones that was amazing was I was doing an intro course.
Okay.
So less than an hour, just telling about what I do and saying we've got some courses coming up. And one girl came to that course. She didn't say anything. She was told to come by one of my clients. And she just sat there and listened. And I did a little work on some people there, but she was just in that energy. And this is the neat thing is when you're in the energy of it, changes can occur without you even knowing it.
Okay. Well, because you're affecting their thinking, they don't realize. Yeah.
And so she sends me an email the next day and she said, I've had chronic pain in my
life. No, she never talked to you at the session. She never came up, nothing.
She said hello when she came in.
Okay.
Polite. Yeah. So I get an email saying I've had chronic pain in my left arm for 7 years. I woke up this morning. It was gone.
Unbelievable. What was, and did she know why she had the chronic pain, or she had no idea?
She had no idea.
Okay. Well,
but whatever I
said. Clearly it's psychological.
Yeah. So, but no, but it was physical too, because you could see that there was.
Yeah, but psychology affects physical. I think I don't remember if I told you this, or I'm repeating myself and sound like an idiot, but I took a course. So before I went to law school, I was in college. Mm-hmm. I took a course about the law. No, I took a course on abnormal psych, and I was also taking a legal course at the time. And we had to do a paper for abnormal psych about, you know what abnormal psych is? Everything is normal until it's like extrapolated in your life, right? So it's not a problem if you're organized. It's a problem if it affects your functioning as a human being. So yeah. I did a paper about multiple personality and the use of it in, like you have multiple personality. One of your personalities murders somebody. So mm-hmm. Could that person testify, and could you be held liable for the other personality? But there were stories that I read about people's minds would change things, like they wore glasses all their life and now they could see 20/20 vision, or they played the piano in this one personality but never had training for the piano in their lifetime. So yep. Clearly the mind is so powerful that it causes you to have physical ailments.
Yes. I had read an article. I wish I had saved the link because I can't find it anymore. It was about a case with a person that had diabetes but had a split personality, and one of the personalities tested positive for diabetes and the other personality didn't.
Yeah, I think I read about that when I was doing my research. I'll see if I can find you the article. There were all kinds of stories like that from my research. By the way, only paper I got an A+ in college. I got A's, never got an A+ on a paper. The professor was blown away, and he also didn't know a lot about the topic, so it helped me. But yeah, it's just the stories are unbelievable as to what your mind can do. Because it's obviously all your mind. There's nothing that's physically happening that would cause you to completely eliminate a disease that's, by the way, still in your body.
Yeah.
But doesn't show itself with the other personality.
Yeah.
There are all kinds of stories like that. High blood pressure, gone. Yeah. You know? High cholesterol, gone. Yeah. It's almost impossible if you think about it. Right. Yeah.
I had a client that would break out in hives in the summer for some reason. The exposure to the sunlight can cause her to break out in hives. And we did a session and then it just
gone. Yeah. Yeah. Well, hives are also some kind of things people get from stress. So they have anxiety. They don't know about it. They don't realize it. And they're getting all, you know, but that's what you get down to. Mm-hmm. So do you consider yourself, a coach, a therapist? How do you look at it?
I call myself a reality shifting specialist.
Okay. I like that term.
I like it. It's because
it's paradigm shifting, right? You're changing the way people see things. Yeah. Then they can't argue with you that, well, you're not a coach, or you're not a therapist, or you're not this, or you're not that, right?
Yeah. And I have to say, like, I am not a coach, because a lot of the coaches, they give you tasks to do. If you do this, repetitively.
Yeah, of course.
These exercises. And with me, we have a session and we're like, let's get rid of this belief, and then I let you go. I don't give you homework.
Right. Good luck.
And things change.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That is amazing. All right. So do you have, and maybe you don't, I'm just putting you on the spot, but do you have a few pieces of advice for people who are listening? I mean, first we'll put in the show notes about your coaching sessions, and because I assume it's all virtual now, right? So if somebody's in anywhere in the world, like you said, they can participate in the program.
Yes.
And you have intro meetings where they can learn about it, right? And the whole thing. So we'll put links in the show notes to whatever you're posting now, and how to get in touch with you. But do you have a few little pieces of advice for people?
So there's a couple big things.
Okay. Big things are even better than little things.
Big things a little bit. So, like I said, resistance is important.
Okay.
When you're in resistance, you're not creating, or you're creating more slowly.
Okay.
So for instance, so let's say that there's a line, and in the middle of the line is where you are now.
Okay.
On one side of the line is that life you want and the goals you want. And on the other side of the line is horrible, nasty things. So this line is where your life's going to go based on the amount of effort you're putting in there.
Okay.
Now, people are like, oh, I'm willing to do whatever it takes to get to the one side, but I'm not willing to do whatever it takes to get to the other side. Like, who would? There's resistance. I don't want to go there.
Right. The bad side.
Yeah. But when you're trying to, say, create a company, the best result is the company takes off and goes well. The worst result is that it goes into bankruptcy and you lose everything.
Right.
Right. So when you're in resistance.
And by the way, people tell you most of the time it goes the bad way. So you probably believe it's going to go that way, right?
That happens. Yeah.
It doesn't help. Quite often. Yeah.
But what is interesting is people give no resistance towards the good side, and they give a lot of resistance towards the bad side. But the universe doesn't function in duality.
Okay,
duality that's is just interesting. For people. The universe
that's a Shirazism.
That's a Shirazism. Okay. So from the universe's perspective, however much resistance you're putting one way, you're creating the other way as well. So you're trying to build this business, and you're in such resistance to things not going bad.
Right.
The results you're getting are things aren't going that good
either. Because
resistance is there.
Right.
And you don't realize. And you look at it this way. Like, say you want to find the love of your life, but you're not afraid. You don't want to ever get your heart broken because you've had your heart broken before.
Yeah.
But in order to really love someone, you've got to open up your heart to a point where someone could crush your heart.
Right. Because that's the only way to get there.
Yeah.
You have to be vulnerable to find somebody that you love and want to spend your life with.
Yeah.
There's no other choice.
Yeah. So you have to be willing to get your heart broken in order to get loved truly and fully. And it works the same with doing your business. It works the same with making money. If you're like, there are people that won't make an extra $100,000 because in the back of their mind, what if I lose it? I would be so ashamed and humiliated.
Right.
If I lost $100,000. So it's better just not to make it.
All right. So I'm going to tell you something that to support everything that you're saying. So I met my wife. I had gotten to the point where dating, meeting people, I had been engaged. I had girlfriends, right? And this is before I met my wife, where I had gotten to the point where I said, you know what? If I'm single for the rest of my life, I'm happy. I don't really care. And as a matter of fact, my father had heart surgery at the time. I was with my sister at her vacation. She had a vacation place in the Hamptons with friends. I'd gone out there totally like focusing on other things in my life. That's the weekend I met my wife. And I don't know, 5 months later, we got engaged, and 2 years, and a year and a half later, we were married. We have three grown kids. So yeah, it's like you let that go, right?
Yeah.
And then it opens up the other possibilities.
Yeah.
Yeah. But people have to experience this with you to believe it. They're not going to just hear you on a podcast and be like, oh, great, I could change my life. No way. I hate to be skeptical about people, but they, you know, it's not going to put you out of business just by having this discussion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
The other thing is that like 98, 99% of your stories and beliefs aren't yours. So, and that's a crazy thing because you're living in other people's stories.
Because maybe you learned them from them or you're influenced by their opinions.
Yes. Like, and yes. And even more than that. So there's the stories that your parents brought you up with.
Right. You're right. About money, right? About things yeah.
And it's funny because even if you realize your parents' stories suck and you're like, I'm not going
to
do that.
You're still holding on to them.
Still in there. Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Subconscious level.
Yeah.
But you can actually walk by someone and pick up their story. Right. And not even realize you just picked up a story.
Okay. Interesting.
And this is happening all the time. There's this beautiful choreographed dance of stories going on across the globe. And when you start to really look at it, you can start to get out of it. Like, right now, there's a big story about strife and struggle, especially in the U.S. with all the job losses and what's going on with COVID. But that's a story that all these people have bought.
Right.
And when you realize it's a story and you don't have to buy it, then you can get out of the story and create a different story for yourself.
Right.
So a lot of people in my program are getting out of the story. I mean, we have the same sort of issues in Canada, but not as bad. And
right.
And my clients are just bypassing that because they're in different stories. And so That's why, you know, get a 30% raise on your job, get a brand new job out of nowhere. Like in the middle of this, we still got shutdowns. We still got people out of work here.
Of course.
This is the results we're getting because you don't have to buy it. And it's so amazing how it can creep in there and you don't even realize because you think it's your thoughts.
Right.
You feel like your thoughts.
Of course.
Right? I had a client that was getting ready to divorce her husband. It turned out neighbors were getting a divorce and she'd pick up on the wife's story from the neighbors.
Right.
As soon as I made her realize that she didn't want to divorce her husband again. She was back to her normal self. But to her, the moment before, it was like, no, he's an ass. I want to get out of the relationship with
right.
him.
Right. It's like you're feeding off of their energy.
Yes.
And we're all electric beings, right? We're full of electricity. Everything's connected and all this kind of stuff. So that doesn't surprise me at all. I find that you could be in situations where you're getting mad at somebody
yep.
that has nothing to do with whatever you experienced. just because you experienced it, and then you're funneling it at that person. And finally, if you come to your senses, you're like, well, what am I doing?
Yes. And anytime you've been in
that situation, a lot of times you don't come to your senses.
Yeah. Well, anytime you've been in a situation where you go, what just happened? Why did I act like a crazy person? You probably bought someone else's story for a while.
Yeah, of course you did. Yeah. It embedded itself in your brain, got wired in there. And next thing you know, you're really mad. And then if you say to the person, what are you so mad about? They can't answer you because they don't realize what they're doing. Consciousness, right? Awareness.
Yep.
Yeah. And, okay.
And the crazy thing is it applies to everything. You can buy someone's illness story off them.
And start to develop. It doesn't surprise me because the whole, multiple personality thing.
Yep.
You spend enough time with somebody and they affect you, you start to develop things. Yes. Yeah. I totally heard stories about stuff like that.
Yep.
Yeah. You start to physically develop symptoms.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like hypochondria is like an extreme example of that, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. And so those are two great pieces of advice.
Yeah. And so right now, for some people, this will come easy, but for other people, you need to practice and you may need to come to me and learn this stuff.
Right.
But if you ask when something shifts or you feel like you're stuck in something, is this my story? If it shifts in any way, if it's a pain and it lightens up, or if it's a thought and it stops repeating, or an emotion and the emotion shifts, you might even get worse or better, but it shifts as soon as you ask the question. That's a clue that it's not yours.
Oh, that's good. Good advice.
And then you can actually just say, like, just the same way I was did that determined thing about the arthritis. It's like, no, not my story. Stepping out.
Right.
And for a lot of people, and this works better and better as you practice it, it just goes away. And I live that way now. So if I'm walking down the street and I just feel like a little pain in my knee, I don't think, oh, what's that? Why do I suddenly have a pain in my knee? My first thought is, okay, whose story is that?
Yeah, well, that's because you've been trained that way and you think that way. Right.
I'd like everyone to get to this point because
right.
Like, all these things that happen to me now, they start and I'm like, is that mine? Nope, not gone away. And it just goes away.
Right, because you don't let it happen to you. You control what happens to you.
Yep.
And that's really what you're training people to do.
Yes.
So you can do that in business. You can control the things that affect you in your business and have it affect you in the positive way, not in the negative way.
Yeah. I have a student that she's in business. She's in IT and she's a upper level there. And so she's been taking my energetic magic courses so you can learn to do what I do.
Right.
But she doesn't want to learn to do what I do. She just wants to learn how to use these techniques. So she's in this place where in the business meetings, she can start reading everyone else's story and then make everything flow by making them realize they're in the story, or just making her story override everyone else's story.
Right. Because she knows what's going on. They don't realize, and she can control the whole narrative.
Absolutely.
So you have a course where people can learn how to do what you do for other people.
Yeah, I have three of them actually. It's levels 1, 2, and 3. So, and by the end of the first course, though, you can do the basics of what I do to other people and to yourself.
It's like instead of a Reiki master, you become a Shiraz master,
energetic magic master.
There you go. I like that. I like that. I like all those terms. Well, I appreciate you spending so much time with me and sharing your thoughts. But I'm going to put in the show notes.
If you like the podcast, please tell others about us. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, on Google Podcasts, on Amazon Music, and many of the other podcast directories. If you like what you hear, please leave us a 5-star review and feel free to share our episodes on social media. If you have any questions or comments, ideas for the show, or you'd even like to appear as a guest, reach out to us by email at info@beinhackerlaw.com. The Accidental Entrepreneur is hosted and produced by me, Mitch Beinhacker. If you'd like more information about my legal services, you can find me on social media or visit my website at beinhackerlaw.com. Thanks for listening, and be sure to subscribe to our feed to be notified of all future episodes.